It's got to be the most embarrassing thing. And there's some people in your life that do it more than others. The butt dials, right? Or just like the mistakes with the cell phone that you make all the time.
The new thing that I'm dealing with right now with my grandmother-in-law is she calls, it leaves you a message. You call right back. She picks up the phone, but then hangs up on you for whatever reason. And then she has to call you back like 30 seconds later. It's crazy.
So the cast of Modern Family was doing an interview, and Ed O'Neill was not there. So he's not there, and they're talking about him. And first, there was Jesse Tyler Ferguson talking about the calls he would get from Ed.
I don't know about you, but he would call me randomly. And sometimes it would be by accident. Like, he'd FaceTime me, and I would just see, like, the side of his house. Like, he would be holding his phone, accidentally FaceTiming me, so I'd just be, like, seeing his wall.
All the butt dialing.
Yeah, I mean, he is of that grandpa age, Ed O'Neill.
Well, then Sofia Vergara was talking about it, too.
He leaves me messages, I think because my name is Sofia and his daughter is Sofia.
That's hilarious.
He leaves me messages all the time, but it's to the daughter. And he always starts, Sofia is dad. I'm like, at the beginning, I was like, why is he calling himself dad to me? You know, and then I was like, oh, it's Sofia, the daughter.
My father, every single time he calls me, even if I answer the phone, I'll be like, hey, daddy. And he'll say, Anna, it's dad.
Right.
And I'll be like, yeah, no, I know. Like, when you call, a picture of you comes up on my phone. I'm aware of who is calling me.
It quickly establishes what is the hierarchy here. You're going to listen to what I have to say right now. I'm calling you. This is a message. It's funny, though. Imagine Ed O'Neill just walking around wondering why his daughter won't call him back.
Right. It's true. Yeah. But I think, like, the whole, like, butt dialing and the making the mistakes, is there anything that gives you more sheer panic than when you look down at your phone and it's calling somebody that you do not want to talk to?
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
Yep.
You know what? What do you do? Do you act like you sorry, didn't mean to call, or do you just hang it up?
I hang up immediately.
And let them assume it was a butt dial,
absolutely. Yeah. Instead of actually having a conversation and being like, oh, hi, old boss from 12 years ago.
Right.
No, everything is fine. I'm sorry I called you by accident.
And why do we keep these numbers? Like, I know it's to protect ourselves from picking up the wrong number, but you never pick up a number you don't recognize anymore anyways, unless you're, like, waiting on terrible news.
It's so funny because, you know, we started talking about this, and I went into my contact list.
Right.
And I'm looking through them, and I, like, when's the last time you really went through your contact
list? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Half these people.
If not more.
And the thing is like, I had so many duplicates. I don't know if the phone cleaned them up automatically, because I haven't looked at my contact list in forever. But it, I mean, it's a massive amount of people. So who do you butt dial the most? I mean, besides, obviously, the last number that you dialed, which is going to happen often. Who's, like, first in your phone? Or
it's always random, which makes me so scared, because you have no idea who you could be accidentally calling. And I mean, honestly, like, there's people in here that are somewhat famous that I never want to accidentally call them.
Right.
And then they think I'm just a weirdo stalker.
You know? I don't have to deal with anybody being famous at the top of my list. It's A&A Seamless Gutters.
Oh.
But my wife Alicia's right down below that.
I mean, if I had to butt dial anybody, I would rather it be my husband. I mean, that's like the safest person for you to butt dial, or your kids, because then you're just like, oh, yeah, no, I called you by accident. Bye. You know, anybody else. Unacceptable.
I am looking at this list and I definitely should clean this up.
No, me too. Like, who are these people? Chelsea? I don't even know Chelsea.
This looks like a lot of work. I'm probably just going to ignore it.
Oh, this person died.
Well, here's Bert Kreischer.
Who's that? Normal or nope? You're going to decide. So I got a message on our Facebook page from Katie, and she wrote, Anna, why are more and more performers doing midweek concerts? It's so hard for working people. And I read it and I was like, yep. And I have normalized with my friends, and they know it now, that if there is a show that they want to go see during the week, I'm not going.
Anything happening during the week, you're just not available.
Because I don't think that things that are supposed to be fun should happen during weeknights.
Yes.
And Justin Timberlake is going to be playing in our area, the show that I would typically go to, on a Tuesday night.
Yes.
And all my girlfriends wanted to go. And I said, no, I'm out. I go, a Tuesday night, I have to go to work on Wednesday. The whole night, I'll never be able to be, like, comfortable and having a good time, because all I'm going to be thinking about is the next day I got to get up and go to work.
Right. Well, like, local stuff is even worse. I'll have have buddies of mine come up and just be like, yo, dude, show on Tuesday.
Show?
Yeah.
Show too. How's the radio treating you? You still going to that show on Tuesday? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not because of that radio thing you just mentioned. Like, right. I'm not going.
I'll be in bed at 7 p.m.
I've got a personal call out to Stevie Nicks right now. Why would you be here on a Sunday? Why would you come on Sunday, Stevie Nicks?
So, normal or nope? Is it all right just to say, I'm not going to anything that's fun during the week because you should not have had it during the week?
I think it's normal.
Yeah, I'm going to say normal. I mean, if something happens with me, if something happens with me after 6:30 on a Sunday, I won't leave my house. Let's put it that way. Yep. So I think that that's normal.
It's not normal to do things Monday through Thursday. Yeah.
I agree.
I won't have a beer until Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Is that normal or no?
No.
I wait till Friday. Yeah.
I won't have a beer until Thursday minimum.
Wait, no. That's you're saying that that's your normal or no?
I just will not have a beer unless it's at least Thursday. I won't do it.
Well, you know that's my rule too. I also don't drink Monday through Friday. Friday night and Saturday night I'll have drinks, but that's it.
That's it. Those are the only days allowed.
Yeah. Thursday I don't have my son in the afternoon, so I like Thursday as well because it's like, okay, I can get away with that.
Thursday I feel like the adrenaline will carry me through Friday.
Mm. Right.
So that's why Thursday is like, okay, but I still don't want to. It's not my first choice.
Well, and speaking of my son, you know, my son at this point, everyone talks about, oh, my kid takes a bath. My kid does this. My kid takes a full shower and he does it by himself. And he's done this for quite a while now.
How old is he?
He's 4 years old.
That's pretty impressive for 4 years old.
And it feels like a flex, but you know, a lot of parents are like, my son can read by 4 years old. My son was like building like things on. He
Your
showers.
Son loofahs.
He can loofah.
All right, you know that's kind of a big deal.
I think nope. I don't think that's normal. I don't think that's normal at all. Yeah. I think that a lot of kids. My girls, I don't know what was up with them, but both of them didn't start bathing by themselves on their own till they were older. But I don't know if it's different for girls versus boys because they've got all that hair. So, like, for me to have to get in there and wash their hair, like, they still need me. I think if I just put Dakota in the shower and said, wash yourself, she would be fine. But I don't think she would be able to take care of her hair.
And I will wash the hair. But for me, it's just like just bop it on there and then just give them a little rub and then leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Following up on, you know, going out and not going out during the week. The first 4 hours of any day that I'm awake is the most rowdy that I am at all throughout the day. Is that normal or nope?
That's normal.
I think that's normal for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think I am my most fun self if you get me at about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Productive.
Yeah. Once you hit 11 a.m., though, it's like all that from there.
Mm-hmm. I need a nap.
Normal or nope? I'm an adult man who loves playing video games still.
I feel like it's widely accepted now.
Really?
But doesn't mean I'm signing off on it.
Widely accepted and normal or nope are two different things.
Yeah.
But I will, I think... It's normal. Do I like it? Nope.
I was going to say, it pains her to say it.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Oh, it's time to vent. I know, you're not supposed to complain, but doesn't it feel good when you do? It's like group therapy. 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. Victor, that's all I need to know about you.
If I fall asleep on the couch... and you don't wake me up to come into bed with you, that's all I need to know about you. My wife just lets me sleep down there. Mm.
Leave me. Leave me.
My favorite is when I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, wait a minute.
Where am I?
Why am I on the couch? And then I get so mad and I go upstairs and I'm like, hey. And he's like, I tried to wake you up twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's true or not because I don't remember, of course. Did he just like abandon ship and he's like, I could probably get 5 hours in this bed by myself? Or did he actually try?
I always feel like I'm on the losing end of this because my wife does not sleep well. But she says if she falls asleep on the couch and stays down there all night, she wakes up and her hip's broken or whatever. On the other hand, like she is asleep versus when we're in bed, I hear her tossing and turning. Mm. Honey, we're going to bed. How many times do you ask? It's tricky.
Yep. Angelica, that's all I need to know about you.
You know what? If you don't give up your seat for a pregnant woman, that's all I need to know about you.
I never understood how people, like a pregnant woman, could get on a bus or a train or anywhere and you don't offer your seat. It's unbelievable when that happens.
Or somebody that's, you know, got a cane or a walker or anything like that. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, get up.
One time I was very pregnant with my older daughter working at my dad's restaurant, and I had taken a break. I was hostessing to sit at the bar, And I had a couple come up to me and ask if I would get up out of my seat because they wanted to sit together at the bar and they knew that I worked there. And I'll never forget thinking, like, how obnoxious can a person be to ask, like, a woman who's about 7.5 months pregnant to get out of a seat so you guys could sit together at a bar? I mean, clearly I'm not drinking at this bar, but still, let me have a seat for 5 minutes.
I thought the punch of the story was going to be one of the, you know, your uncle or whatever was sweeping the floor and slapped him with a broom.
No, I wish. Zio Demian, get over here.
What?
Yeah.
You did what?
Brett, that's all I need to know about you.
If you taxidermy a deceased pet of yours, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, wow. That would be...
Why do I think that's so funny?
Oh, my gosh.
That's so scary and sad, though. Imagine every time you walk home, you have your dead pet just sitting in a corner looking at you. Mounted on a piece of wood.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Don't even... Are you contemplating
No,
it?
I'm just... I'm trying to understand somebody's feelings and their emotional connection with their animal, and I'm just trying to think, like, I love my dogs some people think I'm crazy, but I don't think I could ever have them in the house in that state at that point.
No.
I mean, like, what if it was a full body taxidermy versus, like, you know, just the head of the dog?
Of course it would have to be full body if we're going taxidermy, bro. Because if not, I'm going to be like, you cut his head off. This is my pet. I'm sensitive just you bringing it up.
I don't know if this is a controversial thing to say, but I don't understand taxidermy, period. I just think there's something really scary and yucky about it.
Well, I mean, if it's like, you know, if it's going to be for a museum, that's one thing.
I don't even understand.
You want people to just tell you that elephants exist. You don't need to see one.
I could take, like, a fake one made of plastic or whatever. Like, when I go to the, like, the Natural Museum of History and all that, and I go to the floor where there's all those animals.
Yes.
I don't get it. Like, I walk around and I just don't understand. Like, I'd rather go to the zoo and see them alive or just go watch a YouTube video. I don't need to see it like that.
Zoo's controversial. A lot of people don't agree with a zoo.
I don't know. So, somewhere where I could see it alive.
We can't all go safari. Can't all go to the Galapagos. So, they stuff some. But I'm not going to do that to my terrier mix. No way.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only get to hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. Raven, are you ready for today's selection?
Lay it on me.
Number one, burglary suspect confronted by police while on the toilet.
Feels like that story's already been flushed.
You're so proud of yourself. So proud of yourself. Number two, five parrots separated at British Zoo after encouraging each other to curse profusely at guests.
Oh, man. Revenge of the birds. I love it.
You already know which one is my favorite.
Okay.
At number three, man stung in testicles by scorpion while sleeping in Las Vegas hotel.
It might shock you, but that was already in my algorithm and I saw that story. You know, I'm naturally attracted to Vegas and unnaturally attracted to finding out about something like that. I will not be staying at the Venetian. Give me the bird story.
Okay. So these five birds were all, well, actually, I'll have the news clip explain it.
Some foul-mouthed parrots at a British zoo are in big trouble for swearing at guests. Five African gray parrots were donated, now get this, from separate owners, but they were donated to the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park within the same week. Well, the birds had to be quarantined together. You know how parrots are. They start talking, and soon they were cussing.
So they learned from each other.
Yeah.
There was like one bird that knew all the bad words.
It's like all the kids in the playground. It's the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. And ironically, it's a lot like if you ever had small children, you know that they pick up on some of those swear words right away and they repeat them. And there's a reason why.
Apparently, swear words easy to mimic for parrots because they're often said the same way and without any other words around them.
And one syllable?
Yeah. The parrots even mimic laughing afterwards.
Which is my favorite part.
I like my swears more than one syllable, but that's a good one, too. A couple of them fall in that category. You know, because the person that's running the quarantine area runs by and goes, no, don't do that. And immediately they know they're getting a reaction.
Here's my favorite
part
of this whole story, right? So they had to remove the birds because the birds were swearing at the people, and they were afraid the kids were going to hear. But here's the thing. People that were at the zoo started swearing back at them.
Yes.
So then they learned more words.
Right.
Right. But I'm going to tell you what they're doing, Raven, and you tell me, what can you see going horribly wrong in this scenario? They have taken these five birds that have the potty mouths that they learned from each other. And here's the truth. I wanted to play clips of them.
But you can't.
I can't because they sound completely human saying the bad words. It's crazy. And they're putting them with 90 other gray parrots. So they hope that the 90 gray parrots that will be a will be a good influence.
Yeah.
And they'll learn what they like to do. They like to mimic like car sounds and things like that. And they think that the bad parrots will learn from the good parrots. Mm. And the first thing I thought goes,
It's going to be the opposite.
Right.
Right.
Now you're going to have 100 swearing parrots at that zoo. And
that's
what
right.
do you do in that situation?
Ship them off with all the other zoos. Every parrot everywhere across the globe will be swearing within the next 3 years.
It's just going to be part of their nature now. No, great parrots, they swear. Yeah, all of them. Who do you know that has the coolest job? Is it you? Like somebody you know in real life. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Producer John was talking about this because I don't want to use the word starstruck, but you were pretty, like, blown away by what that guy did.
Yeah, it was my friend from high school, her husband. So they live in Germany now, and I'm like, oh, what brought you guys to Germany? It's like, oh, well, my husband's a professional hockey player.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, is that we do something pretty cool for a living, right? Yeah. And I'm, you know, when I'm in a room full of my buddy who's like a CPA and the other guy like runs a, you know, a Reebok store or something like that, I'm used to having the coolest job in the room.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Until you meet a professional hockey player that plays in Germany. That's
funny.
Cool.
Perspective is everything though, right? You know, like, I mean, listen, I totally get it. I mean, that's cool. It's a job that travels, you know, he gets to slap people in the face when he wants to.
He's probably
in
great shape. He wasn't there, but like, I'm sure he's in great
right. People are cheering for him and all that. I mean, makes me feel really upset.
I want to imagine John like saying to the girl from high school, can you have any pictures of your husband without his shirt on?
I bet he's in good shape.
He said, just give me a couple.
He's in forced good shape. Right. Yeah. But I mean, perspectives change. I mean, timing being everything. Like, I think of my buddy Bill. He's got the coolest job ever. He's a grocery department manager, but he has like 9 weeks vacation a year. He's always in Club Med or Cabo or something like that.
That's a different kind of cool.
He's always somewhere, and he never gets his days in. I mean, they've been trying to get him retired forever. He's my age.
Yeah. My favorite part about this was she goes, we're just really hoping they don't make the playoffs this year so that, like, he can come home. We can be home earlier. I'm like, yeah, no, definitely. It's, you know. We
stinks
had,
to be
we
a
had
champion.
Good ratings last quarter. It was really nice. Like,
yeah, we got to go home.
Say.
Yeah.
I'm always jealous of like people that have jobs. I shouldn't say jealous. I think it would be cool to have a job where you travel a lot.
Mm.
Like one of my friends is a VP at Pepsi, and she's a good friend of mine, and she like gets to see the world. But on the flip side, she'll tell me and remind me she has two kids at home, and it stinks to have to leave her kids all the time to have to go travel, but that's what her job does. But I also think that sometimes it's nice just to check yourself in a hotel room, be like, mommy's out. I need a break. You
100%.
Know? Yeah.
The pressures and stress, though, with some of those jobs, again.
You know, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Just imagine that your biggest responsibility of that day is what's wrong with all this romaine? What's wrong with this stuff? I used to think comedians are the best jobs, but then I know how tortured they are.
It's so funny how you look at the flip side of things.
Yes.
Because people always say, like, oh, you have the coolest job. You're on the radio. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I sit in this room for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, like, everybody has, like, the flip side of their job.
100%.
But you know who I always thought had the coolest job, even though I've never met her?
Hmm.
Hannah Brown for the Travel Channel, where she just goes and films in exotic locations.
I've seen that, yes.
Oh, gosh. I was like, that's got to be the coolest job
ever.
Is
that show still running?
Yeah. I follow her on Instagram. She's super cool.
You guys are like best friends, basically. It's so great.
No, I mean, I don't know her in real life. Like, in my head, I do. But
right, if you met.
Yeah.
Right.
Who do you know in real life that has the coolest job and why? 1-800-330-9999. Is it you? Cheyenne.
My friend Shima. She is a director for an ad agency. So she shoots all these campaigns and she gets to travel all over, you know, whether it's nationwide or even abroad. She gets to go first class because of the budget. She hires some of, you know, her own favorite team members to work with. So then she's surrounded by people who she has fun with or, you know, or admires their work also. She eats well. She's in first class, business class. And she even met Mel Robbins recently because she had to do a shoot with her. So I was like, wow.
That is cool. That's a cool job.
Mm.
I am one of my girlfriends. She just told me that one of her friends does the casting for a lot of commercials.
Okay.
So she put her kids in an M&M's commercial. So I thought that was so cool. I'm like, imagine being a casting agent, like having to be able to cast people, and you basically are just looking at headshots and watching people's reels and trying to figure out who would be the perfect fit. I think that would be fun, too.
I think it's high pressure, though. I think it's more pressure than you think. It's not just, first off, you can't just hire all your friends or your own kids.
Well, I think I would. Right.
You know, there's a high stress situation like that. You actually have to deliver for these shows and for these clients, right? So they better be good. So now you're breaking your friends' hearts because guess what? Your friend ain't no good.
I still think I'd be good at it. It just sounds like fun. Brianna, who do you know that has the coolest job?
My college roommate is a photographer for an outdoor dog gear company. So she spends all of her time outside doing like mountaineering stuff and taking photos of dogs.
That's so cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is seriously the coolest job ever.
Imagine waking up and that's what you have to do. Gotta go photograph some more cute dogs today.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cute dogs rolling around in warm blankets fresh out of the dryer. This is a terrible existence.
Adrian, what person do you know has the coolest job in real life?
My friend Paco. He's a garbage man. He gets off of work at noon, dude.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yes.
You know, there was this movie 1,000 years ago with Emilio Estevez when he was a guy, and Charlie Sheen, the brothers, Men at Work, and they were trash guys. And they went out and partied all the time, made great money. They found cool things in the trash right until they found a body. But up until then, great job.
You do get out early because you have to be done. I always wonder, like, before I know it, the trash is gone.
It's already gone.
They picked it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they probably start so early in the morning.
I'm guessing so, but I mean, you're out at noon. Paco's out at noon. You heard him.
I know.
Paco is free.
Yes.
Paco's, what are you doing tomorrow afternoon, Paco? Nothing. Perfect.
Find out how much money Paco makes.
He makes money.
I always hear that they make really good money.
I think you're like six figures.
Really?
Seriously.
We are in the wrong business.
Right. How would you feel about us quitting and becoming trash people?
We have our own waste management company.
Oh, man.
Vincent, who has got the coolest job you know?
My friend Barclay, he's got one of the coolest jobs that I know. He's actually a DJ, and it's just like every time that he goes to work, it's a party.
Yeah, let me just tell you right now that it ain't like that, bro. You get tired of other people's parties. As a DJ who's been DJing for 30 years, does he hire a bunch of people to work for him?
Totally.
That's why.
Do you ever have to learn about something, like a sport or an activity or a hobby, and the only reason why you had to learn about it is not because you were interested in it, but because your significant other was, and you just needed to have something in common to do with them?
My wife has been wanting me to learn salsa for, like, you know, forever, basically, since we got together, and I haven't learned it yet, but I've gone to a couple lessons.
I just had to sign up for the next round of golf clinics.
Oh, yay!
And I want you to know that I have zero interest in golf. But my husband keeps saying, like, well, one day we're going to retire, and it'll be such a fun thing that we can do, and we could travel, and we can do it together. And finally, I was just like, yeah, I don't have a better plan, so I guess, like, I'll do it. So I had to take golf lessons last year. And now I'm ready to take them again. And here's the truth. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
And I just want to sit in that cart and like...
Wear the outfits, have the drinks.
Yeah, I bought a skirt.
Yeah, enjoy the weather.
Right. Like, right. Why can't we do that? But no.
he wants you to be good.
Right. And then I was looking on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven because we asked, like, are we the only ones that, like, do these things to keep our others happy? And it turns out, no. Kristen says she had to learn how to play Jeopardy because her husband loved it. Like... For real?
Who even knew that was a thing? Like you had to play at home?
No, she's yell out answers.
She's playing the home game, right?
That are wrong?
Yeah, I mean that's what I do.
Audra wrote soccer. I had to go to the World Cup with him. You had to?
Oh gosh.
People would do anything to go to a World Cup.
No, Audra, you could stay here. I'll be there. We could go hang out somewhere. You do not need to go to the World Cup.
I would love to go to the World Cup.
I know you would.
1-800-330-9999. Miranda, what did you have to learn about because your spouse was into it?
My husband is an electrical engineer, and so now I notice light fixtures everywhere we go.
Oh, wow.
Right. Look at that. That's a sconch. Oh, that's pretty nice. Huh? How do they service that one? Well, this is how they handle this one.
Is it a sconch or a sconce?
I don't know.
I think it's a sconce. Right. Yeah.
Whatever it is. See, I'm no electrical engineer.
No. Very similarly, my husband, and this isn't even like a hobby, but he's always obsessed with whether wood is real or not. So all the time, like when we're out at places, he'll just go up to like a floor or a, like a wall and he'll just... Yep, that's real wood, babe.
I mean,
that's real wood. And I've noticed that because he's been doing it for so many years that every once in a while I'll see something and I'll have this urge, like, I just got to go knock on it. I got to see if it's real wood or not. He would be so proud of me if I knew that whether or not this is laminate or real wood.
This is still unbelievable to me that this happens. That
all
this
the time.
Is a thing.
No, he's obsessed with things are real wood versus fake wood. Cabinets, forget it. He could talk for hours about the cabinets.
They're fake.
Yeah.
They're
fake wood. Wait, look at these. Or we'll be at somebody's house. Casually, he'll just walk by. I'm like, you can't just knock on Danielle and Charlie's cabinets.
Don't do that to our friends. Right.
Garrett, what did you have to learn about just because your spouse loves it so much?
You know what? I learned beer pong.
Was she an expert?
Yeah, she loves it. Like, we do it every weekend.
I don't want to brag, Garrett, but I was the 2002 Pace University Greek Olympic beer pong champion.
I mean...
And
what was your game? Were you the distraction type? Or
no,
the...
I could hit a last cup like nobody's business.
Yeah.
When there was a, when there's a last cup, I got it. And my partner, Olivia, like, I'm certain 22 years later, we could still take, even though I haven't probably played.
I mean, we're doing it tomorrow. Yeah. I think the answer is clear, obviously. Yeah. Now we're going to need red Solo cups and ping pong balls.
I have all those things at home just in case every once in a while I want to bust it out to make sure I'm still
on
my game.
Retirement.
Yeah. If your wife ever needs a partner, she knows who to call, and it's not you, buddy. I'm telling you right now. I think it happens in a lot of relationships. One person, one part of the couple, likes to do something, has a hobby, a passion. And then all of a sudden, the other person has to learn about that hobby or passion, even if they have no interest in it whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything, too. I mean, it could be, like, physical. One person could get into fitness, and the other person is just like, forget it, I don't want to live like this. Or one's like, I want to be a vegan, and the other one's like, I love to eat meat.
My husband loves golf, and he keeps stressing over the years, well, what are we going to do when we retire one day? What are we going to do when we retire? And I couldn't come up with a better plan. So now I have to take golf clinics to learn how to play, and I am... Not 100% sold on it, but, I mean, whatever. What else do I have to do, right?
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Christine, what did you have to learn about?
Flying trapeze lessons.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a big one to ask. Did you ask him or did he ask you?
So it started out with a thing I had to do for work. Like, I'm a writer and I was writing about it. Mm. And then my husband's like, let's try it. And so we tried it and he loves it. And he wants to travel around, going to different trapezes and, like, doing stuff. And I'm like,
He wants to travel to them. You know, this was just on The Bachelor a couple weeks ago. They did one day of Cirque lessons. And I was like, okay, that's great when you're set up. I can't imagine traveling to different countries and being like, we're going to train today with this Cirque creator, this trapeze.
Christine, have you grown to like it? Or are you just like, what are we doing?
Like, I can tolerate it now. It's, like, not a thing that I really want to do, especially because it's so demanding.
Right.
Like, it's so physically challenging.
Yes.
But he's really good at it.
Right. He wants to run off and join the circus. Right.
Kira, what's the thing that you had to learn about because your spouse was into it?
Riding quads and shooting guns.
Oh. Yeah. Outdoorsy types, right? They like to get out there, go hunting, go camping, all that. You're riding quads, too. Don't act like you don't like it when you're wide open on the throttle. Come on.
Oh, I love it. I love it. There's no place to ride out here.
Well, that's the problem, right? Mm. That's the problem. You got to go so far to do it. And I'm sure scary at first.
It was definitely an experience for me. I was like, okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I would be on board with that. Yeah.
Hey, Kim, what'd you have to learn about because your spouse was so into it?
Oh, my gosh. Two things. My husband's a welder, so now I know everything about metal. And whenever I'm going under a bridge, I notice all the welds and the structures.
Yeah.
We could be anywhere. Yeah. Always noticing all the details now.
You know, it's funny. It's not always the skill. It's the knowledge of everything and why it's done, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, why do I know these things? Right.
Yeah. I had no interest in that. The second thing is BMX. My husband and my kids were riding BMX, and now all of a sudden, the last thing I want to do is get on a bike, but now I'm riding BMX with them.
Wow. Guess what, Anna? It's awesome. One of those bike frames cracks, guess who can help you out? This one right here. She'll put a weld right on that sucker.
In fact, he's building his own frame now. Yeah. Yep, he's learning how to build his own frame.
Of course.
Yep. Here it comes. It's the Craigslist Price is Right.
Hey, Biggie and Charlotte. Today we're playing Craigslist Price is Right for this beautiful, collectible Anna and Raven Stanley Cup. This thing is absolutely gorgeous. This is a very simple game to play. Anna is going to describe for me an item that's for sale right now on Craigslist. I'm going to take a shot at the price. All you have to do is correctly identify whether or not my price is higher than, lower than, or equal to the listed price. Do that, and this gorgeous drinking vessel shall be yours.
Okay, awesome.
Charlotte, how old is Charlotte?
She's 9.
All right, Charlotte, I don't know if you know how important this is, but listed just 18 days ago on Craigslist, Spice Girl on Tour 5.
Oh, my gosh.
This is all five of the Spice Girls in their individual packaging, their dolls, their official dolls, their on tour dolls. The comments read, Spice Girls on Tour 5 dolls. Emma, Baby Spice. Victoria, Posh Spice. Mel B, Scary Spice. Melanie C, Sporty Spice.
Right.
Jerry, Ginger Spice. All in the original unopened boxes. One headpiece has come loose in the box. One of them lost their heads, but we don't know which one it is.
Okay.
I mean, it makes a big difference. If it's Sporty Spice that lost her head, it might be not as a big deal if it was Posh Spice, which is Victoria Beckham.
I mean, I feel like I'm getting all twisted up in my spices here. I mean, when I hear headwear, I just think it's like, you know, something that they're wearing on their head, not the actual head has come off.
Oh, you might be right. I thought in my head, I thought one of their heads fell off.
Is there any other description?
That is.
I mean, that was pretty in depth.
Yeah, it says condition, good. That's it.
I mean, I would think that they need to be mint. Let me see the photos. Here we go.
I mean, they look like the dolls in their packaging. They look pretty good.
Yeah, they do look pretty good.
All five of the Spice Girls. They didn't even lose one.
If you want to be my lover and get all of these dolls, you are going to have to pay me, oh gosh, $200. $200 for the lot of them.
Viggy and Charlotte, do you think for all five of these dolls, it's more than $200, less than $200, or is that the actual retail Craigslist price?
I think it's more.
I'm sorry. The actual price is $100 for all of them.
That was my first thought, but I mean, come on.
I know. They're only $20 each. I almost want to buy them myself.
I was going to say.
$200.
All right, we'll take the next caller at 1-800-330-9999.
Destroyed them. I feel terrible.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. It's hard to believe it's been 2.5 years already since the accidental shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the Rust movie set by Alec Baldwin.
On the other hand, in some cases, it feels like it's been going on for a while, right? Yeah. We've been talking about this a long time before we've got any resolution.
Yeah, and yesterday was the first big revolution. So in court was the weapons supervisor. Her name is Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, and she's been doing her trial. And yesterday, after less than 3 hours, a New Mexico jury deliberated, and here's what happened.
Will the defendant please stand?
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty of involuntary manslaughter as charged in count one. We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, not guilty of tampering with evidence as charged in count two.
So they convicted her of involuntary manslaughter, and they took her right into custody, and now she awaits sentencing, and she faces up to 18 months in prison.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to get that. I think she'll end up serving somewhere like 12. But, you know, the tampering not guilty charge is interesting because, you know, that would show malicious intent, saying that basically you covered it up after this. You know, somebody died. Right. So, you know, somebody should have to pay a price. It's almost different than if this had just been an accident in somebody else's yard or whatever. She was the paid professional that was in charge of taking care of those firearms on set. So any mistake is ultimately going to fall to her. I just don't know whether or not that does better or worse for Alec Baldwin.
OK, so I feel, first of all, you feel bad for everybody.
Of course.
Because this was, it was accidental. It was terrible. This poor
people
woman.
People are there working, doing their dream, right.
This is their dream coming true. They're working on this big movie with Alec Baldwin, and then a terrible thing happens like that. And, you know, I'm watching her face when they're doing it, and she's kind of just stone-faced, and I just feel bad for her. But then again, I also feel bad for Helena Hutchins' family and her young child, you know, so.
I mean, a person lost their life. Again, I think the fact that she was there in a professional capacity, I think this is fair. It's sad. I'm sure the family wants more, but at least this acknowledges the fact that there was a failure here. Somebody should be responsible for this. Ultimately, again, she was the one getting paid to be responsible.
But who pulled the trigger? And what that comes down to is going to be that was Alec Baldwin.
Right.
So what happens now? His trial starts in July, and it's going to be the same judge and the prosecutors, as well as many of the same witnesses. It's kind of made him be like all over again. And he says he pleads not guilty, Alec Baldwin, and he says that he pulled the gun's hammer, but not the trigger, and the weapon fired anyway. So I don't know. What does that mean? Does he get the same?
It says equipment failure.
Yep.
Which is, again, I'm sure his attorney is going to say he is not the professional as to taking part of this, care of this equipment and setting it up and so forth. So,
which I agree. Yeah,
I don't think it matters whether he pulled the trigger or not. You know, there's supposed to be certain rules, by the way, about people even pointing these things at people on sets. Right. There's kind of a protocol, and for whatever reason, that's not what was being followed here.
So I guess we have to wait for July when that jury starts, and then we'll see. But the fact that this was turned over in less than 3 hours says a lot about where this is going. But are they just going to pin it on her and that's going to be it? Or is Alec Baldwin going to have to do some time, too?
We'll see.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand, why should I go to this wedding now?
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Chrissy and Derek. Chrissy, what's going on?
Hey, so we live above a nail salon, and lately we've noticed they've been smoking there. Our apartment has, you know, a little bit of a smoke smell. Derek hates it and wants to complain, but I don't know. I think he's just being like 100 years old, you know, like, you know, some old guy like complaining about the smoke. I think we should just, you know, wait it out. If it doesn't go away or gets worse in the next couple of weeks, then maybe we can say something. But I don't know. I don't think it's a huge deal at the moment.
Oh, what are they Derek, are they just smoking at the nail salon during the day? That seems very strange.
Mostly at night.
Here's the thing. Here's where we disagree. Like, neither of us are smokers, and she's not super bothered by it. I am, just because of the simple fact we spent a lot of money moving to, like, this developing part of town, and, you know, it's nice to have amenities down at the bottom. If she wants to go get a pedicure or a manicure, awesome. That's great. I love being able to access that kind of stuff. But we're not paying what we pay in rent. Just smell smoke.
I mean, I'll point out the fact, too. I mean, if you're above a nail salon, there's a whole lot of stuff that's flammable in a nail salon. And now people are smoking in there, too, hanging out. Like,
what nail salon like a great has idea. A party after hours where everybody's just smoking cigarettes?
I mean, I wouldn't know. But either way, it sounds flammable. Doesn't make me feel very settled.
Are they smoking outside and the smoke is just wafting up? Or are they actually smoking inside? Do you know?
See, that I don't know. I haven't gone down there, and I don't really want to go down there. I agree that I would sound like I'm being a curmudgeon. But I assume, because it's in our hallway, I assume that they're smoking indoors.
And so who do you want to confront, Derek?
I mean, whoever's down there, I just want to get the support of my wife. I want to know that I'm not crazy in feeling, hey, we spend too much money for this inconvenience.
Yeah, I'm guessing that the person downstairs with the shop is a tenant also, and maybe not necessarily the owner of the building, right? So, I mean, going down there and confronting somebody who's, you know, the receptionist at this nail place or somebody that's doing nails or whatever, not going to really do anything for you, I wouldn't think.
Unless you ask for the owner of the business. I wonder if they even know. Or maybe it's just them. Maybe it's just like when the doors close, then they just smoke inside. I don't
know.
Not only do I plan on telling the landlord, but if it doesn't stop, I will even go to the health department.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, Derek.
Is that out of line? Is Derek jumping too far by saying he's going to notify the landlord and the health department, but they're not supposed to be smoking in the building?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann Raven.
If your downstairs neighbors were smoking after hours, would you report them to the health department? Because that's exactly what Derek wants to do. Derek and Chrissy live above a nail salon, and it's kind of like a whole new complex. And what they've realized is after hours, that nail salon, they're smoking. They're smoking inside, and that it's going up into their apartment, even though it's a smoke-free building. Derek has been so upset about it over the last few days that he goes to go directly to the landlord, to them, and the health department because it's a business.
Well, he wants to make sure that he gets some sort of action out of this situation, right? Where basically, you know, Christie says, it's no point in having a confrontation or anything like that. Let's just wait and see. Maybe this is just something that they're doing this week or whatever. But, you know, I think that when you allow something like this to go on for a while, obviously people get more emboldened, right? They say, well, this is how I live my life now. This is something that I want to do every single day. I don't know if you got to go health board. You got to go to the city or anything like that right away. First things first, talk to the landlord.
But Chrissy said, like, she says that it's only been a few days. He's overreacting. What if this is just like a couple day thing and you don't even know? You're just guessing that it's coming from them. You haven't seen them do it.
I mean, you could smell it. It's coming up in the building.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Alita, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I just feel like, why even bother complaining? They're going to do it anyway. And isn't it just commonplace now and that we just accept that people smoke? It is what it is. At what point are we going to stop trying to fight it?
I think people smoke like inside still, like in, I don't know, Colombia or Haiti maybe. I'm not sure.
All right, but if the apartment is non-smoking and they're smoking, don't you have a leg to stand on? I will say, though, there's very few places that you can walk around lately outside and you don't smell smoke.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
Would you rat out your neighbors to the health department if you believed that they were smoking in their business? So Chrissy and Derek live above a nail salon in an apartment building setting. And Derek is almost certain, not 100%, but pretty sure that it's the nail salon downstairs that's been smoking after hours, making the hallways smell like smoke. And he's so angry about it. Not only does he want to go to the landlord, he wants to go to the health department, too. It's supposed to be a smoke-free building.
What he wants is a result here. All right? Christy says that's nuts. First off, definitely not the health department. She doesn't think that he should go downstairs and confront anybody either. I mean, the rational thing to do here would be to reach out to the landlord. But she says, listen, it's only been like a week or so with this smoking thing. It could just be something temporary and then it's going to pass. Here's the thing. You're paying rent to be in a building. It's in your lease agreement that this is a non-smoking building. This is a public business downstairs. They're certainly not supposed to be smoking in there. I mean, he's got every right to say no, that smoking's not okay in his building, doesn't he?
Yeah, but can't you give them a few more days or at least figure out where it's coming from?
I think it's interesting that you use the words rat out, because rat out makes it sound like we're in a group together, all right? Like we're friends, like we have an association. We don't. You rent downstairs, I rent upstairs. We are not family.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Frank.
I agree with the gentleman, but for him to go down there himself, not necessary. He has a landlord. They have a landlord. That's the landlord's job to take care of that, not his. He just relays the message and then let the landlord do his job. That's how I would say it.
I think your best bet is to avoid confrontation. Right. You're paying your landlord. You have a contract. And there's laws against this type of stuff. Thanks for the call, Frank.
Hey, Mary Jane, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I feel that it's a health issue, a safety issue, and an infringement on their just existence because they are paying high price for rent to be where they are and are entitled to be in a free, smoke-free zone.
Carl, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the girl's side. I just think the guy is a little uptight and I understand, this new generation with the smoke, and they really haven't experienced smoking and anything and everything, but he needs to calm down. I think they need to light a candle and, have a little romance or something like that.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks. I got to tell you, I'm a smoker, and I'm completely with Derek. I would be calling the landlord immediately.
You should quit smoking.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I know this.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Derek, our audience agreed with you. It's a business, and it's a business that's doing something they're not supposed to do. It's a smoke-free building. So if you want to report them to the landlord and the health department, you have every right to do it. And Chrissy, here's the good news. You could probably do it anonymous, so then he doesn't look like, the guy that did it. Just hopefully nobody finds out it's you.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Derek, that's got to make you happy.
Yeah, incredibly. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. We have specific guidelines in place for the building. I just want those guidelines adhered by.
Fair enough. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $600, thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. After all, you've been really good this year and they think you really, really deserve it. So smile. You're on Cricket. All right, Chrissy, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
He already has his head buried in his phone out there. Who knows what he's studying? All right. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'll try my best.
Number one, Shania Twain is being honored by Mattel for their 65th anniversary with a Shania Twain Barbie doll. The lyrics, okay, so you're a rocket scientist, is from which one of her most famous songs?
That don't impress me much.
Number two, all eyes have been on Princess Kay Middleton after she's been MIA from events since her surgery earlier this year. Which of her 3 children is first in line to be king after her husband William? That's time, Chrissy. Number three, people have either lost or had their Oscar statues stolen, including Matt Damon, Angelina Jolie, Jared Leto. But the actress who won Best Supporting Actress for Ghost in 1990 was able to recover hers after it was misplaced. Who was that?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Number four, Adam Sandler tops Forbes' list of the highest paid actors of 2023 with $73 million. What's the name of his production company?
Oh, my God. I'm not sure. Sorry.
That's okay. Number five, Gal Gadot welcomed her 4th daughter yesterday. She played what superhero?
I'm not sure.
That's okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Come on.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Chrissy.
All right, now great. $600. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Shania Twain is being honored by Mattel for their 65th anniversary with the Shania Twain Barbie doll. The lyrics, okay, so you're a rocket scientist, is from which one of her most famous songs?
That don't impress me much.
That's it. Number two, all eyes have been on Princess Kay Middleton as she's been MIA from events since her surgery earlier this year. Which of her 3 children is first in line to be king after her husband William?
It's George, right?
George is correct.
He's a madman.
Number three, people have either lost or had their Oscar statues stolen, and that includes Matt Damon, Angelina Jolie, Jared Leto. But the actress who won Best Supporting Actress for Ghost in 1990 was able to recover hers after it was misplaced. Who was that?
Best Supporting Actress got to be Whoopi Goldberg.
Correct. Number four, Adam Sandler tops Forbes' list of the highest paid actors of 2023 with $73 million. What's the name of his production company?
Happy Madison.
That's right. And number five, Gal Gadot welcomed her 4th daughter yesterday. She played what superhero?
Wonder Woman.
She sure did. Chrissy.
4 kids.
She has 4 kids. Wow. I know. I was like, I didn't know she was pregnant.
How? That's amazing.
Yeah. All right, Chrissy, he beat you 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Chrissy, and I'm sorry, but I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $700 tomorrow, Anna.